Begin the current daf mesech is made cut in daf gimel. Begin with beis. Begin teis masad. Begin with the gemara. Belozam mecharisha. He says plowing. What's bothering teis is the gemara previously said regarding plowing on the shmiti. We had a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Belozam. One says he gets lashes. One says he doesn't. The gemara didn't say who says what. Now normally, if the gemara could prove who says what, it says this time. Now what's bothering teis is why didn't the gemara prove Rabbi Belozam is the one who holds that you don't get lashes because on plowing. That you don't get lashes. So it says, no, this time. For me, you could not prove that the Rebbe Lazar Eldamai, and like he's the one that says that you don't get lashes, because maybe you could say that this Rebbe Lazar didn't want to say that, like Rebbe Yechanan, that it's going on the additional days before Shoshana. That's because the Rebbe Lazar Leishmele Hadam Lekaman. He didn't hear about that the Gemara says later on that your taste is Shabbat Shabbat is that they permitted the additions. Of Rabbi Gamliel and Bezdina of the edition of Shemitah, so therefore he said that it's going on Chalisha. Because they're like Lefadish Mosad of Dimiel Bechalisha, because you can only explain it going on plowing, because you can't say it's going on the Tesefers of Shviyas, because how are you going to say with Nasal Batamud Leptura? What I mean, it is Asr. Aval today, but for him, Asr, it is forbidden. Like, and you would get Lashes, because the Lay severely, he does not hold like that. Or you not mean another approach, Tais says, actually to the opposite. Most definitely, you could prove your beloved is the one holding the legs. Why didn't it say this time? Because Kiman the Isa Behedya, since it's explicitly Kach, the Lelba Mil, the Chalisha, talking about it saying the same exact thing. And it's talking about this time. You don't have to say it's proved, because the end of the says, limit this time, but if I'm a foolish, it doesn't say this time, it's something that's explicit. It has to prove it. And since here it's explicit, therefore, that's why it didn't have to say this time. The two opposite approaches in Tais. Next test, Master, the beginning was the Gemara, Yochel Yilkat, you would think that one would get lashes on the additions of Rosh Hashanah. Tais says, "I'm beginning to say, Malkus Hall, no. Where would you think that you get lashes for Tais Sevens? But Lilik Sibet Tais Sevens, Lav doesn't say negative prohibition. The last say great, which is the positive commandment. But Chodesh Abukatsa Tishmas. So Tais says, "What you can say is that because the Mimchodesh Abukatsa Mafkina the Torah Tais Sevens, when that positive, we learn out that there's a halach of Tais Sevens, Koloima. Shashvis Maschals Mashana Shisha is teaching us that the Shemitah starts in the sixth year. Ah, so then the Chol did Shvis, Yilash Shisha is saying to the whole halach of the seventh year applies already in the sixth year. The Hachakim Makon, because that's what Torah is telling you, the Shvis Maschal is Kodim Shnah Shvis, that the Shemitah year already starts before the seventh year of Imkein Hukah Shvis, and therefore we won't get lashes just like in the Shemitah year. That's why Yochel Yilka, as our different Maschal Torah says. Kimnek says Maschal begins with the Gemara Adat Teres, but still holds up until Shavuos, which Torah points out the obvious time of Yosef, but that's more time than Mishamai. Because the Mechamakim B'Shami L'Chum and B'Shami L'Chum, because we always have B'Shami Stringent and B'Shami Molinian, Levan Moisin Dvam, the Kachash of Idiots, except for those few cases that's mentioned B'Shami Idiots, never have to say that B'Shami was before Shavuos and B'Shami was adding on more time. Kinek says, Maskel, Ted begin with the Gemara of Kriv and Dibre Elu, and the opinions are very close. Which says, Kamash Malon, what's it teaching us? In B'Shami Machmir, Nom Atal B'Shami, that B'Shami is only a little bit more stringent on B'Shami. And Lashmin is coming to teach us Masai, the B'Shami Pedashach, it's just coming to explain us the qualification of B'Shami, which is not so clear when that is. That it's a little bit more stringent than that of Beis Hill. Kinnik says, "Nasal the beginning was the Gemara called Ritzel Abatul Yevi Abatul." That was in their stipulation. Whoever wants to come and nullify it, can nullify their Gezerah. Why would they put that institution of the Gezerah? Because Shemi is kalkula karkois. Because maybe the lands are going to get ruined by the Megam Tvua, and it's not going to grow grain Melechadisha without being planted lachas months after this time. So Hishna they stipulate Sheikach Latulatzvichem that they should have the ability to permit it if it was necessary. Shechos Levesed Avim they were concerned for the loss of the public. So Yigun Mador Loyal that it shouldn't be an everlasting evil for the world, and therefore that's why they stipulated that. King next says Masla begin with the Gemara Halacha Meishem Sinai. Which Mahalcha Eklam Didactic, from here you could infer that Mendeshon Rachman Yaldo, from the fact that the Torah is permitting the saplings, Machal Zizken Asur, so obviously that the older trees are going to be forbidden. Hare Al Dehalochal Meshme Sinai, so you see that through Halochal Meshme Sinai, Neset Tais Efer Shvi, you see that there's the prohibition of the additions of the Shemitah here. Avalatir Lachud Lialdo, but just if it was just coming to permit the young trees, Laitzach, it wouldn't be necessary because they may have to take lesser. Why would you think to say that they're forbidden? Obviously, Halochal Meshme Sinai is going to tell you that the older ones are forbidden, and therefore you have to permit the young ones. Two next says Masla begin with the Gemara and the Tias saplings are halacha meshem zinai. Now it's not Masechta Shviz Perek. I'm learning Masechta Shmita in the first Perek. Ad imas nikra Natias. So Tosfos qualifies what's called a sapling that's young. Shabbos Mazarim says ad shichilu, which means to say until it goes up to chulin in the fourth year through when you can redeem it, and if you didn't redeem it in the fourth year until it becomes chulin by itself in the fifth year. Shu Oimei says b'ashem b'shalom when 7 years old. B'kibam says natikashma sapling like its name, which is in the first year. Now when it says ilan shenigamin. Peter shenechtach that it gets cut for hitzi chalif and then something else grows in its place. So mitevach lamata ganatia from beneath a tevach is like a sapling. Mitevach lamala above a tevach is kind like a tree. That's the Rib Shimon, which is all brought there in the first pack of the Shvius, which is qualifying what's considered a tia. The next day is Master the beginning of the Gemara Nisra Maim. There's also Halach Meshvazina. Aye, but the Mirim Ba'amah, this is the Gemara says in general, like in Shabbos, Zavkov, Gimel, and Beis, Mem, Yud, Mem, we have these extra letters when it talks about the kabbonas of sukkahs, and that's the labas nischamayim. That's where we include the water libations because that spells out the word mayim. So it says in el smach be'alma, that's just an allusion, but it's not where the biblical sources came. Bishop Ben Chanan, that's where Ben Chanan explains it. Because the primary is real halacha meshavet sinai. So next says masda begin with the gemara shekvei nema already says sotchol says of a gemara. So which place is bothered by in this pasuk? It doesn't mention anything about the issa of chalisha and about ketzira. So what do we bring this as the source? So it says because of achik, so because subsequently it says the after growths of your harvest you shouldn't harvest. So obviously the pasuk didn't have to talk about ketzira because it already says after that. And villain didn't let me begin to say chalisha tzricha, but we need it for the plowing. Because you don't find the warning regarding plowing only over here, but you didn't have to say about the harvesting. And therefore, so therefore regarding the drash that we are telling regarding Katsir, that's going to tell you, because you don't need for Shmita to tell Baratika to tell you regarding the Tesevishvias, Asacharisha, that also include plowing, since they've written one near the other. Or we consider Bekiva holds Gahid Amon La'el, like the Gemara previously said, the Lika Acharisha, that you can lash Acharisha. In the meantime, like we explained already previously the reasoning of Sabra Bekiva, the Tabai Misar, so they're both extra because we already know Charisha. And believe the Bekiva, Kapatash Razan, it's according to Bekiva that we're explaining over here. So the Bekiva Saba, the Bekiva holds that although the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about by Shabbos, but he holds the Menya Inu Shabbos, if it's not really teaching them regarding Shabbos, because all of them are testimonies. Now look at Bashir, it's going to teach them regarding something about Shemitah. And Uba Mashmosh, and Balahachm of Lil Hakal, and the pasuk is coming to be stringent, not to be lenient. In other words, of to say that the Sefer Shavis is going to be usher, not being lenient. But like Boy Lu'ukmik B'Shabbos K'Bishmol HaKalani, he doesn't have to explain that it's talking about B'Shabbos like B'Shmol, that's being a leniency and saying that you're allowed to do Ketzir's Oymer on Shabbos. The Chadivali, that's more preferable because it's not teaching anything regarding Shabbos and to say a leniency. But B'Shmol, Dibali Lu'ukmik B'Shabbos, B'Shmol preferred no to say too much by Shabbos because the Pashto Nikra might be, because the simple translation of the pasuk sounds like it is too much Shabbos. But for Lu'ukmik, even if we're going to tell you leniency, rather than Lu'ukmik B'Shvi'is, rather to say too much Shvi'is like a Bekiva, to Lu'ukmik Bay, where it's not talking about Ulachmer, even though that would be more preferable in the sense because it's going to be a stringency.